For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
When I was a student at UC Berkeley, there was, and there still is, this building called Dwinnell Hall. And it's literally the most difficult, ridiculous building to navigate that you've ever been in. It's like a labyrinth. And the joke is that students go in there as freshmen, and by the time they figure out how to get out of there, it's graduation date. And there's this big legend on campus that the building was built by two rival brothers who were feuding, and their companies were each building one wing of the building and the other wing at the same time. What actually happened is that the buildings were grafted together, and so they're very disjointed. And in a weird way, today's show is kind of like that.
You know, usually when we're preparing a show, Jazz and I, we talk about the songs in advance, we listen to them, and we kind of get an idea of what the show's going to be like. Is it going to be a mellow show? Is it going to be more rock and roll? Is it going to be Caribbean? It can change from week to week. Jazz was really sick last week, and she spent most of the time at home, and we didn't get a chance to talk, so we kind of met in between, I think, is what we did.
I was kind of out of it on cold medications and wishing I was on a beach instead of freezing with a really intense cold. So I ended up doing a show. In my mind, today's show was going to be Caribbean inspired and, you know, have a lot of remixes and really go hard. So without further ado, let's head over to the Caribbean. This is basically what I was listening to while I was, like, lying in bed, dying. And only my feet were moving. Song Makiman, as you can tell. And it's a band called La Máquina del Caribe, with K's, and the EP is called Cosmic Chancleta. It's a compilation of remixes of Colombian champeta song Makiman by DJs like DJ Moroca, Daniel Haxman, and Hat and Hoodie. And I want us to talk a little bit about champeta because it's something that we really haven't discussed a lot. It has a clear soca influence that you can hear with this guitar work, these plucks that right. You're hearing. Uh-huh. Now, the way it starts is champeta is a carved knife that is used in the area of Cartagena and Palenque in the Caribbean regions of Colombia.
Uh-huh.
And back in the day, the people of African heritage, who tended to be poor for socio-political reasons, who lived in the outskirts of Cartagena, were condescendingly called champetudos.
Huh.
Having to do with, you know, connotations of that knife, of carrying that knife, and of violence, and of labor, physical labor. And champeta music really surges in the 70s. It's kind of mixed with salsa, jíbaro, reggae, soca. And so they used to play it with these loudspeakers, and they still do with these enormous loudspeakers and a lot of Haitian compas. And in the 90s, they started to add digital. And it's also, a lot of people call it therapy music, like Creole therapy, because just dancing this, you know, even the term soca comes from French secousse, to shake.
Huh.
So it's like a therapy, like you dance this and you feel better about anything.
So this is a reflection of some of the stuff that we saw when we were in Colombia. It's just like a mixture of cultures and ideas and technology in this case.
A beautiful mixture.
Thank you.
I wanted to move on to something that is also Caribbean inspired, but made very far away from the Caribbean. This is El Guincho from Spain and Javiera Mena from Chile. And this is Novias, or Girlfriends.
Drumbeat's very basic, but just all the counter rhythms, and it's so sparse. There's hardly anything there, but I like the way it just all comes together and the way her voice just floats over it. Then he gets more involved. Just musically, as always, these DJ guys are just creating masterpieces.
And I always think it's fascinating when you really create an amazing track with a musical style that's just not really from where you're from. El Guincho is from Spain. He's a very well-known DJ from Spain. And Javiera Mena is like this electronic pop princess from Chile. And Novias, this song, was actually on El Guincho's last album, Pop Negro, which, by the way, go get that album, everyone. It's a really, really great record. And so he re-recorded the song recently with Javiera Mena, and it sounds even better, but, you know, pretty awesome that two people that are not from the Caribbean can master this style.
They're as much fun to dance and shake to like you were when you were in your sick bed, obviously.
My feet were shaking.
But to listen in the headphones, because there's so much going on. And in the age of earbuds, man, I'm in heaven. Okay, next up is a band that I know we played recently, probably a couple weeks ago.
They visited us for a Tiny Desk concert, and now they're one of my favorite bands.
I love it.
I was reading in a blog by our colleague, Juan Data, that Nova Lima, he says, is to Afro-Peruvian traditional music what Gotam Project is to tango in Argentina, meaning that, I mean, and that's right on the mark. What he means is they took a very traditional and beautiful style and they made it club ready by adding digital beats, and they made it something that you want to hear at the club. And this is a great example. This is festejo, or celebration. Negrito Manuel, ven con tu cajón. Negrito Manuel, ven con tu cajón. Que la niña Jesús quiere bailar. Que la niña Jesús quiere bailar. Negrito Manuel, ven con tu cajón. Negrito Manuel, ven con tu cajón. Que la niña Jesús quiere bailar. Que la niña Jesús quiere bailar. Ay, bailar. Baila y zapatea el festejo de mi tierra.
Baila y zapatea.
Ay, baila y zapatea el festejo de mi tierra.
Baila y zapatea.
Con... You know, what I love about them is that they're very flexible. They can weave in and out of, you know, when they came to do the Tiny Desk concert, they were very acoustic. They didn't have these electronic elements. And they were just a wonderful folk band. And, you know, when they do their live show or on their record, they definitely master bringing in electronica elements. It's really amazing how they're not tied to one genre or another.
They were here in our office here with just two cajones or cajones, which are little boxes that you sit on, basically, and it's Afro-Peruvian style, and you hit the back of the box while you sit on them. And then they had an acoustic guitar, and they had a bass player, and a really wonderful singer live. They had one of the drummers was playing congas and timbales, and then they had the guy manipulating the keyboards and the computer and the DJ turntable and then electric guitar and electric bass. And they had drums mixed in the electronica part of it. What they did, what really impressed me, was they seamlessly matched the Afro-Cuban with the congas and timbales with the Afro-Peruvian. And musically, I was like in heaven and my mouth was dropped open the way they made the two, because they're obviously both African roots, but there are different traditions, different styles, different moves, different techniques, the way you move your hand. As a drummer, I was like, oh my God, what are these guys doing? And they did it like they were just breathing, like drinking water. They're really very talented.
And effortless, yeah. Colombia heavy. I don't know if you've noticed, we're pretty Colombia heavy on today's show. And we've seen some very traditional Colombian artists. Next up, we have someone who incorporates some traditional music like cumbia, but she's a lot newer and fresher. This is Lido Pimienta, and this is the song En Realidad Es a Mí a Quien Amas, or I'm the One You're Really in Love With.
Oh, nice. I had a friend of mine reach out to me on Facebook. He's been taking some composing classes at the Berklee School of Music, and he has an assignment to write some music for a movie scene set in the Southwest. It's a Mexican-American family, and we both talked about how in a lot of movies, anytime there's any Latin festivity, they play salsa, which is Afro-Caribbean,
right,
which is mostly from out here on the East Coast. And what I suggested to him was, I sent him a couple of links to tracks with cumbia,
yeah,
old school cumbia and stuff like this, because I, you know, as we've discovered on the show here, this is what people are doing, you know, and it's interesting that it's like bi-coastal, multinational, pan-Latin. You know, it's like cumbia's everywhere. And I suggested you ought to check this out. If you want to have a hip piece of music in your movie scene, stuff like this, which I really like, is a way to go. Todo lo que tenía puesto era de segunda, pero mi ropa interior sí era nueva. Algo raro pasa aquí. Se habla de tu despedida. Yo te miro fijo a ti, tú me miras fijo a mí. Next song is a very cool mashup of a song that I really like, the song Matador by the Fabulosos Cadillacs, and a song that I don't really care for, a song by The Doors.
The Doors? You don't like The Doors?
I'm not a big fan.
Shut up.
Never.
You, everything about you says I love The Doors.
Never. You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day.
Alonso Mourning, originally Federico Scali, and I, you know, sometimes we play these remakes of, American songs that are done in cumbia or merengue versions. Right now what's coming to mind is the Mexican band Tropical Forever, you know, and we play them, what's the word, is it quiche or kitsch?
Kitsch.
Okay, and sometimes we play them for their kitsch value, right? And because they're cute or they're goofy, this one I play because it's just, it's really good. It's almost like a chemical reaction in which, you know, you can no longer tell the two separate elements. It's just one new product.
Right.
You know, it's a fusion and it's something new. It's not like a quirky mix. And that's just something that not a lot of DJs are able to do. And I think he does it. I could play this dude all day, every day.
This one really works.
Okay. And
this one really works. Like I said, I'm not a fan of The Doors, but in this context, I can listen to it, and I really like it.
I can't believe that. I picked this for you, because I thought you'd love The Doors so much.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
The album is up for download. Check it out on our website, npr.org/altlatino. Let's move on to something more serious and political. This is Ana Tijoux from Chile, and this is off of her new album, La Bala, and the song is called Las Cosas Por Su Nombre, or Things the Way They Are.
Las cosas por su nombre sin tapujo. Tenemos trajes sin etiqueta, pero se vende lujo. El garabato ilustrado, un insulto marcado. El Manuel de Carreño se borró de este lado. Ni tu ministerio, ni monasterio, ni dinero. Que por cierto, viene de nuestros impuestos. Todo es compituto con estatuto.
Ojo con caer mal, Ana.
Que puedes perder tributo. Caer bien por caer bien, no decir lo que piensas porque te pueden demoler. Vivir con miedo a la mierda, ni chicha ni limonada. Esa cosa light con sabor a nada, nata cortada, no cabe de entrada. A la mierda, a la con.
So this is off of her new album, La Bala, or The Bullet. And 1977, which was her last album, which was stunning, was a very introspective journey. And, you know, she talked about being born in France and to Chilean parents, and that once the dictatorship was over, they went back. It's almost like now that she's done understanding herself, she has the strength to move forward and try and understand the world that surrounds her. And La Bala is coming out at a very pivotal time and tumultuous time in Chilean politics. The country is really coming to a boil with all these protests, the student protests, the labor protests. People are saying that it's the biggest upheaval in that society since they returned to democracy in 1990. And this is a very kind of bitter but lyrically stunning song. And let me give you a sample of her lyrics. She says, "Not your ministry, your monastery, nor your money, which, by the way, come from our taxes. Be careful, the doors might close. Well, let's be clear, these doors have never been open." And she's addressing all the social injustices that she sees. And there was a lot of speculation that La Bala, the name of the album, The Bullet, was named after an incident which the government took responsibility in, which a 16-year-old boy, Manuel Gutierrez Reynoso, was shot during a protest and killed. And she has said in interviews that that's not what it was named after, but I would almost say that in this album, she is a bullet. She's fast and strong and hitting at these topics with a hardness that she used to be a lot more fluid, but it's a good hardness. She's angry, and a lot of people are.
It's focused.
Very focused.
This is the...
It's like we used to comment on how plastic her language is, you know.
Fluid,
yeah.
Flexible,
Spanish,
flexible.
And in Spanish, we, you know, there's a lot of rules about where, and, you know, they get ignored a lot, but about where to put your basically accents, you know. And she used to almost melt the language and reconstitute it to put accents wherever she wanted. And she played a lot with language. She sounds a lot harder now, but because she's angry. And I think that's spectacular that she can still use this medium but transmit so much emotion.
Ana Tijoux is one of those artists that we've been able to watch, and we're going to be able to watch grow and watch her develop over the years.
Coming to the U.S. this year.
It'd be great to see her.
Also, don't miss her Tiny Desk concert. You can watch it on our site, npr.org/music.
And we also have this album featured this week on A First Listen, where you can hear the album in its entirety from beginning to end a week before it's released.
And since we started off in Colombia My last pick for this week's show, before we move on to Felix's pick, is a Petrona Martinez remix by DJ Magabo. This is El Critica, or He Criticizes.
I hear the fingerprints of Gecko Jones on this track.
That's not
that. No?
No, this is a DJ called Magabo, who is based in Rio de Janeiro. And
I was way off, man.
Petrona Martinez is an icon of Colombian folk and of bujerengue, which is a style. It's interestingly, it's sung only by women, bujerengue. It's a style from the Caribbean coast of Colombia. And just a wonderful, wonderful remix. And it works because of, like you were saying, a lot of times, like those African beats, they align very well with the techno or the electronica beats.
So now it's time to cool out just a little bit, and we're going to change it just a little bit, and I got an idea. Let's start the show over.
Let's completely change gears.
All right. For NPR Music, this is All Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz. We have a really low-key, mellow show today. Some might even say melancholy.
Maybe. I was definitely in a chill mood. So relax. This is All Latino.
Suave. Quiéreme.
in the context that I was listening to, I thought this would be great. But, you know, I can see where it doesn't really mix. Although you do need kind of need fast and slow sometimes. This is a guy named Alejo Aponte and his band La Tonera. And the publicist who works for Nova Lima slipped this CD into my hand last week when they were here and said, you ought to check this guy out. And I did, and I really like it. He's Colombian. He's also Colombian. He's a percussionist. He took his drumming very seriously. He went to Cuba, studied. He studied West African. And then he brought it back and studied music theory and all that. He plays a lot with Fonseca, the Colombian vocalist. And this is a solo album that Alejo Aponte, the musician, did from 2008. So it's a little older, but I really liked the sound of the album. I really like the songwriting. It's a little more pop, maybe a little more structured than the stuff we've been listening to so far. It's less DJ stuff. It's more studio musician stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really enjoy it. And it is suave. Just
like
the title.
I thought it was
going
to be like suave dance moves. Suave. Not, you know, suave like this goes down like.
Well, the whole album isn't like this. It's up and down. It's got, you know, peaks and valleys.
Mm-hmm.
He made this half in New York, half in Colombia. In New York, he worked most notably with this guitar player, Mark Ribot, who works with Tom Waits and other American musicians, a very well-known guitarist. It's an interesting and a really good record.
Next up, you brought a band originally from Mexico, but based in Ireland, who a lot of people who listen to our show are huge fans of. This is Rodrigo y Gabriela. I meant that I came after being sick and I was like, oh, we're gonna have a bumping show, and I heard your music picks.
Well, again, let me tell you, they're known mostly for as flamenco players, but flamenco with a twist. They do like Metallica covers. They do all these different styles of music through
they're
flamenco.
They're very metal oriented, very
and
rock oriented.
They're Mexican musicians who played on the streets of Mexico, went to Ireland. They were discovered there and they took off on this meteoric career. Playing acoustic guitar flamenco music. The album that they made is called Area 52, and it's a mix with Cuban musicians recorded in Havana. There's all this percussion, there's all these layers of music and all these different great guitar players. But this track I picked because you can hear, there's not so many notes. You can actually hear what they're playing in a lot more subdued way, which to me has a lot more emotion.
let's end the show on something equally, you know, mellow, but also a little more energetic. This is from Cuba. This is the singer Danai Suarez Fernandez, and she was discovered by a producer who you love, Giles Peterson, the guy who did Havana Cultura.
Giles Peterson has enormous ears, as they say in the music business. He hears and listens to everything, and he's very, very tuned into what's going on in the Caribbean and in Cuba. And anytime he puts his mark on something, it's going to be quality.
In love with Danai Suarez Fernandez. I think she's kind of like this Cuban India Ri or Erykah Badu. I just discovered her, and I really want to just go lock myself in my house and listen to everything she's ever done.
There's a whole generation of Cuban musicians that are mixing what I like to call Cuban hip-hop Joni Mitchell, where they're singer-songwriter oriented, or they're mixing a little bit of hip-hop like this with the Afro-Cuban tradition. I'd love to go there and just listen to this stuff all day.
And this is the song Siempre que llueve, or Always When It Rains, from the saying Siempre que llueve, escampa, or After a storm, there will be a clear sky.
Las cosas, los hechos, no se pueden borrar. Aunque el cielo sea gris y sin una nube blanca, siempre que llueve.
And we'll head out to those clear skies and end the show.
It's going to be a snowstorm.
Well, depending where you live. As usual, you can hear all of these cuts in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Special thanks to our producers, Mike Katziff, Jessica Goldstein, and our engineer, Sean Phillips.
I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm a very mellow Felix Contreras.
This has been a very schizophrenic Alt Latino.
Aunque el cielo sea